It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Coming up today, we'll visit with three area volleyball coaches, FCHS coach Chet Snyder, first-year Edwards County coach Jessica Knopfuse, and Frontier Community College coach Nixie Nikofsky. Plus, we'll check in with Mules football coach Justin Townsend and Edwards County Lions football coach Joe Rivers following their first games last night.
And a good Saturday morning to you. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday morning. It's great to be here. Sports Talk, second episode of the sports season here. And I tell you what, it's great to be here. Busy day on the show. We'll talk volleyball with Fairfield Community High School coach Chet Snyder, first year Edwards County coach Jessica Knopfuse, and Frontier Community College coach Nixie Nikofsky of Bobcats Volleyball. We'll also have football as well. That's right, Mules football with Justin Townsend. Well, he'll talk about the win last night. Also, Edwards County coach Joe Rivers as well. Now, before we get there, let's go ahead and check the scores here. So we had lots of high school football action in Southern Illinois. High school football here last night, it was Fairfield over Cesar Valier, Waltonville, 28-0. It was Chester over Edwards County in a close 118-13. Elsewhere in the Black Diamond, it was Hamilton County over CZR, 13-7. El Dorado topped Johnston City, 41-7. Meanwhile, in the Little Illini, some scores there. Flora topped Red Hill, 26-6. Alney Ridgeland County over KZ Westfield in a close one, 19-14. It was Marshall topping Lawrenceville, 21-8. Paris edged Newton, 13-12. It was Warrensburg Latham over Robinson at 21-20 in overtime. Some non-conference games were played last night. It was Mount Carmel topping Harrisburg, 42-14. Taylorville, the Tornadoes, barely got past Mount Vernon, 28-24. It was Marion over Muhammad Seymour, 34-13. Centralia knocked off Salem, 21-13. Murfreesboro, Alvarado, they co-op together. They defeated Carbondale, 22-12. It was Benton over Carterville, 42-0. Waterloo topped Heron, 36-14. I want to talk about that game in a moment, what happened last night between Waterloo and Heron right before the game. So I'll tell you about that coming up. West Frankfort defeated Anna Jonesboro 27-6. There was some postponements last night as well in Southern Illinois due to the rain and the storms. In fact, Nashville at Carlisle, that game will be played at noon today. It was postponed last night. Redbud defeated Pinckneyville 25-14. Major League Baseball action. The St. Louis Cardinals were supposed to play Cincinnati last night. It's been postponed to today, actually. Meanwhile, the Chicago Cubs defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 7-1, and Atlanta knocked off the Chicago White Sox 10-7. Let me go ahead and mention the NL Central standings here for you in case you're wondering. St. Louis Cardinals lead the Chicago Cubs by a game. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Brewers, 6 games back behind the Redbirds. Cincinnati in 4th place, 10.5 games back, and then Pittsburgh in last. And the NL Central was 16.5 games back. I would like to mention the Fairfield Public Golf Course will host the Chicken Feed 27-hole scramble, co-sponsored by Midway Package and Edward Jones Investment Financial Advisor Andrew Diesel on Saturday, September 7th with a 10 a.m. shotgun start. This event is limited to 30 teams with a prize payout of $1,000. Two-person teams will play 9 holes, enjoy lunch, and receive flight assignments for the final 18 holes. Players will compete in 3 different formats, including a scramble, alternate shot, and best ball. Age-appropriate tee boxes will be in play based on age 75 and over at the forward set, age 65 to 74 middle tees, and under 65 from the tips. Entry fee per person is $50. Lunch and cart is provided. A tournament sign-up sheet is located outside the pro shop. Players who will need a golf cart must sign up before Friday, August 30th, to reserve a cart so the management can order extra carts in time for the event. Golf cart and hole sponsorships are available for $100 each. For more information, call 847-7222. Okay, so we'll talk about the local sports schedule that's coming up along with details. I have the schedule of the FCHS volleyball kickoff tournament that just got underway, but I'll tell you about the schedule for that. It's day long. That's coming up here later on Sports Talk. Now, coming up here, we're going to take a quick break as we'll be right back here as we got, again, Justin Townsend of the Fairfield Mules, Joe Rivers of the Edwards County Lions, also got Chet Snyder of Fairfield Lady Mules Volleyball, Jessica Nockmoose of Edwards County Lady Lions Volleyball, and Nixon Nikowski of Frontier Community College Bobcats Volleyball. Coming up your way here this morning on Sports Talk, we'll be right back following these words.
When a need for medical care arises outside of regular business hours, simply visit Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care at the FMH Medical Arts Complex, 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite E. There's no need for an appointment and walk-ins are welcome. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care treats strains, sprains, sore throats, colds, flu, minor lacerations, minor fractures, and minor ailments. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 5. For questions, call 847-8340.
Time now to get your swimming pool ready for the cold weather. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get your pool winterized. Have all pool equipment detached and stored, and they'll even put on your pool cover. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays, 8 to noon.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Before we start with the interviews, I shared a post through the Illinois State Police on our Facebook page at WFIW Radio. It's about the Waterloo and Heron game last night. The Waterloo Bulldogs hosted the Heron Tigers in football. In fact, here's what happened prior to the game. Because of the death of the ISP trooper, Nick Hopkins, what they did was they chose to enter the field at the same time, side by side, Heron player next to Waterloo player. They had tributes to Trooper Hopkins on their helmets. They carried the American flags, and they carried the Illinois State Police flags. In fact, the Sportsmanship and Class Act was complimented by the Heron Tigers football team, donating a check to the Hopkins family in the amount of $2,000. So it's on our Facebook page, and again, it's a post that has gone viral, and it's through our Facebook page to where you can read about it. And again, I shared it through the Illinois State Police Facebook page. I wanted to mention that because of the game last night between Waterloo and Heron. Okay, so let's go ahead and get on with the interviews here. I would like to start off with this one here, as both the Fairfield Community High School and Edwards County opened up their 2019 seasons last night. Mark Turner checked in with Mules coach Justin Townsend following last night's game with Cesar Valier Waltonville. But before you hear Coach Townsend, a couple of the Mules players were interviewed, seniors Ike Downen and Nick Austin. So here's that interview.
Nick Austin and Ike Downen. All right. Let these guys slide in over here. And we'll let... Who wants to go first, guys? All right, we'll let Ike go first.
I'm the man of us two.
You're what?
The man.
You're the man?
I'm the man.
Okay. Ike Downen, the man, has joined us upstairs. And, Ike, congratulations on the victory. You guys dominated from start to finish here tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's a really good start to the football season, just as in general, because – so that's supposed to be one of our more intimidating people to go against throughout the year. So it's a really good start that we go 28-0, very first game.
All right, and that gets you one game closer to that 26-game winning streak to set the new conference record for consecutive wins.
That's the plan. I'm going to go with Nick. We're going to do it?
Yeah, we're
going to do it. Heck yeah, we are.
Ike, let's talk about the season as a whole here. You've been in the program, what, 4 years now?
And yep, this will be my fourth.
Boy, what have you got out of the program so far?
I have gotten an amazing group of high school friends, glorious opportunities to do stuff that I wouldn't be able to do otherwise, and more fun during high school than a lot of people wouldn't realize, because some people don't do football because, like, oh, too much work, or, oh, I don't feel like getting up in the summers. But whenever you're there and you're with your friends and you're doing just doing the stuff that you need to be doing with them, it's actually a really good time, and people would be very surprised.
All right. All right, congratulations on the win. We'll see you down the road, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you for letting me on here.
We'll let Stone Cold Nick Austin slide on the headsets here. And, Nick, congratulations on the W.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Ike. What a dominating performance from you guys. Man, you just lit it up on both offense and defense against Cesar.
Yeah, I know. Part of it is that we just work hard in practice. I mean, that's we're always competing with each other. We're always trying to push each other, and we're always just trying to make each other the best that we can. And we're just going to keep doing that and hopefully have a good season.
Now, any chance that the rivalry with Cesar played a part in the domination here tonight? You guys up a little bit
more
than normal?
That definitely helped because we saw them. They were talking on social media, and it made us want to shut them down. It definitely played a part. Yeah, it definitely wanted us to come back and beat them just as bad.
All right. What are your plans after high school?
I'm going to go into the National Guard, and then I'm going to go to Frontier.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations on the 4 years in the program, and congratulations on the win here tonight. Nick Austin with the Mules, and Justin Townsend has made his way up to the booth here. We'll get a couple of words from Justin here in just a couple of minutes. Thanks to Ike Downing and Nick Austin for coming up here with the visit this afternoon, or this evening. Mules get the 28-0 win. We'll let Coach slide on the headsets here. And Coach, what a dominating performance here for the Mules tonight, especially on the defensive end.
I'm super proud of our defense. Week one, you don't have any film except for last year, and yet you know they have all these weapons. They didn't play a soap game, so we didn't get to watch that, you know, or scout that. And for our defense to come out and play the way that we did, pressure the quarterback, we didn't let him get comfortable, I just can't say enough about them. And they really set the tone early, and it really made my play calling offensively a lot easier because I knew our defense was stout tonight. So.
Couple of good, sustained, long drives in the ball game, and 28-0 could have been even worse.
That's what I said to our offense. I said, we clean it up a little bit, we would have put up 40 points tonight. Eliminate some of the penalties, a few turnovers, and but don't get me wrong, I'll take 28-0 against Cesar. They're going to be a playoff football team. So, great way to start out the year. Pitch a shutout. We had a great week of preparation. I mean, our kids were locked in. I kind of feel like this starts the second half of the season for us. I always kind of gauge it. I break it down. You get through Labor Day, that kind of starts the middle point, and we're right where we want to be going into Johnston City next week.
You go down to JC next week, and JC, a ball club that is talented, but they're still very young.
Very young, got one of the best athletes in the conference, quarterback. And they're trying to build their program back up. They got a great tradition. So we're going to have to be ready. But, we're going to take a little time this weekend. They're off tomorrow. They'll be off Sunday, and we'll be locked and loaded, ready to roll on Monday to get our preparation going.
And so, of course, you start the JV and freshman seasons next week.
Yes, JV are going to open up Monday night down at Cesar. And then our freshmen, I believe, got pushed back. We're not going to open up until the following Thursday. Oh, actually, we're going to play the following Monday. We're playing Johnston City. They're going to have to play some freshmen and a few sophomores. We're just going to play our freshmen the following Monday. So they're definitely antsy to play. So,
Coach, congratulations on the W. We'll see you next week at JC.
Okay, I want to send old Tucker Townsend, my son. He's going to be 3 tomorrow. So we're going to have a big party tomorrow and enjoy our weekend with him. So
all right,
send him a happy birthday.
Yep, happy birthday, Tucker. Appreciate the visit, Coach.
Thank you.
And there was Mules football coach Justin Townsend. Again, the Mules defeated Cesar Valera Waltonville 28-0 last night. Edwards County, they opened up their season at Chester on the road last night, and Dave Rigg had caught up with Lions coach Joe Rivers after the game.
Well, Joe, we come up just a little short, but there are some positives out of this football game, even though we lose.
Yeah, there's some. We had to adjust to the new offense.
Here, let me move that down there in front of you. There you go. There you go.
Adjusting to our new offense. Had some growing pains. Fumble, got a block kick. Take those things away in the first half, we're probably winning the game. Keeping momentum on our side, so that hurt.
I was really impressed with that end of the first half touchdown pass that came from Stennett to Calgary in the end zone. That was a beautiful thing to see.
It was one of the prettiest passes I've seen in a long time. So he hit him right in stride. I have no idea how Camden kept his feet in bounds, but he did, clearly. It was a great catch, great pass. And actually, right before that, Chester had a phenomenal pass and catch right over the defense. I mean, right. A couple really nice plays there in a row.
And we had a good run by Eli Grimes. He almost got in the end zone, too, on a big run here in the second half.
Yeah, he had a couple really nice long runs, and we got to figure out how to call our offensive plays so that we attack the weaker side of the team a little more. You know, we got some big runs on that side to the right both times. They had a few weaker defenders, and we got to learn to continue to attack that a little more.
Now, Eli was shaken up there in the fourth quarter. Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He was just getting tired and winded. Our guys play Iron Man football, and you know, our guys get tired real quick. I mean, it's a long game, and it's a taxing game, and they play the whole game and never come out. So they get worn down from time to time. We have to give them a rest.
Well, plus, we've been talking about it, this little over 2.5-hour drive down here. You know, I don't care how strong you are, it kind of saps you to be having to sit that long.
Yeah, it wears you out, no question about it.
All right, so now we look forward to next week. It'll be a home game. And we'll be facing the Hamilton County Foxes. What do we know about them, if anything?
You know, not much at this point. Well, you know, I would say over the course of the last 2 years, they've improved quite a bit each year. I really don't know other than, I mean, I know they're going to run a double wing offense and they're going to be in tight and they'll look a lot like Fairfield most of the time. And they'll attack with a lot of running plays. I think we stack up pretty well against them. So, you know, I have no concerns that it won't be a solid, good game, and it's at our place. It's our opening game. I'd like everybody to come out and cheer us on because we've got to get the next game in order to get on a roll so we can make the playoffs.
And I think that the playoffs is an attainable goal for the Lions this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. I really would have liked to have gotten this one. I think we made some bad mistakes that cost us this game. But don't take anything away from Chester. They were a pretty good team as well. But I think we're a pretty good team also, and I think we come out next week and win a game, and then we get ourselves on a roll, and then we're looking at being 5-1 or something to that effect going into Fairfield, and that's where we need to be.
Well, what I like about our offense here tonight, Joe, is the fact that we definitely have a good arm in Stennett. He can throw the ball long, and he's got some good receivers to throw it to who can latch onto it and then get some runs after the catch. And of course, they couldn't do anything if they didn't have some good blocking. And we've got some experienced linemen up there doing a good job keeping the defense off of Stennett when he needs to make a throw.
Yeah, we were, you know, Zed and Zach Lewis are very experienced on the line, and they did a good job. The rest of the guys are a little less on the experience level, but we're working with them, trying to get them better all the time. And you know, you could tell tonight, we go watch the film, we'll see it. There were plays we blocked really well. There were plays we didn't block very well. So we've just got to get a little better.
And we've had some running speed from St. Ledger tonight. He showed some speed getting outside.
Yeah. I mean, Eli and Eli Riley do a great job. Both of them do a great job running. They're good, quick kids.
Well, Joe, it's a loss, but I still think it's something that we can look at as a positive because the Lions didn't get blown out. And if we just had a little more time, if we could have gone down there and got a touchdown, we'd win the ball game because of that kick by our kicker tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, we had opportunities early in the game, and we blew a couple opportunities, and that hurt us. If we can, you know, not fumble the ball or not get that kick blocked down there deep, we probably end up on top of this game. Those are just a couple things that jump out at me, and I'm sure there's more. So, but we'll try to clean that stuff up this week and get a little better before next week against Hamilton County.
And Roberts on that extra point kick, he's nailed it right down the middle.
Zeke's got a heck of a leg. He just needs to learn to be consistent. He really does have one of the better legs I've seen in quite a while.
All right, Joe, thanks for taking the effort to get up here. I know it was a big effort to get up here, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Friday night after a win over Hamilton County.
Yes, sir, and I am going to try. They need to install a slide up here, and we can slide down.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a good idea?
More fun. All right.
Yeah, it would.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot, Joe. All right, that's Edwards County head football coach Joe Rivers. And, again, our final score here tonight was 18-13.
And that was Dave Rigg interviewing a head coach Joe Rivers of the Edwards County Lions football team. Again, Chester defeated Edwards County 18-13. You're listening to a Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned here as we're going to begin the volleyball portion of the show. Got some more interviews upcoming here, so stay tuned for that as it's coming up following these words.
It's almost time for the Fairfield National Bank Fall Fun Fest 5K. Whether you're in it for the competition or the fun, the 5K is a great way to show your community spirit. Registration forms are available in our lobby or on our Facebook page. Race day registrations will also be accepted at the start line from 4:30 until race time at 6 p.m. on Thursday, September 12th. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Whole pork butts, $1.69 a pound. USDA inspected beef T-bone steaks, $3.79 a pound. Bi-colored sweet corn, 2 for 88 cents. And red or green seedless grapes, $1.49 a pound. Prices are good now through Labor Day. The Fairfield Save-A-Lot wishes you have a safe and enjoyable Labor Day. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, West Main Street in Fairfield. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning. Well, here's the volleyball portion here of Sports Talk. Still got more interviews here, folks, as Fairfield Community High School kicks off its 2019 volleyball season with a Fairfield kickoff tournament today. This is the first kickoff tournament for Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball. As Mark Turner, he previews the season with Mules coach Chet Snyder.
We are talking with Mules head volleyball coach Chet Snyder. And Chet, you've got a ball club this year that may be as talented, you've told me, as any you've ever had.
Yes, we're really excited about this season. We have a good returning crew. You know, last year we were very successful. We went 31-9, set a school record for wins, and advanced as far in the IHSA tournament as we ever had, making it to the Elite Eight. And this year we think we can be a little better, and got a good group of girls to do that.
This is a senior-laden ball club when you talk about leadership.
We got three seniors, and Lexi Hobbs is one of the best leaders I've ever coached. She's what runs our defense for us. She's the libero, and she's just outstanding. And then Jacqueline Sims was all South as a junior. And then Nadia Reed moved here from out of town. And she's, you know, been a varsity volleyball player before. And those three have done a good job for us. We can really count on them.
What about some of the underclassmen?
Well, that junior class is really strong. We got 9 kids in that class. And they, you know, all 9 of them can play. And they've done a great job for us. Kylie Stewart, a junior, is one of our captains, and we've had to move her. She was an all-South setter last year, but we need her to pass and hit outside for us, and she's done an outstanding job with that. And really excited about the junior class as well.
Let's talk about the schedule. It's a very tough schedule for you this year, and you kick it off Saturday.
Yeah, we always ran into a problem of having a tournament fall on homecoming, and homecoming in Fairfield is a big deal. So we are hosting a tournament this first Saturday of the season, and got some good teams coming in here, and we'll get started right away. And then next weekend we go to Casey, and that tournament is it's always loaded, and we'll see some Mount Zion's up there, and Newton and Hartsburg-Emden, really, really tough schools. And then the next weekend we go to Benton, and Nashville and Pinckneyville are both there. It'll be really tough there as well. So got a good schedule. That last tournament's the last week of the season. We host a big 16-team tournament here, and it's always tough. So we hope to do really well in all the tournaments, and, of course, we want to win the conference.
Let's talk about the Black Diamond Conference. Again, it's loaded from top to bottom.
Yeah, I think it'll be really good. You know, as long as Jason's at McLeansboro, they're going to be good. And he's got 2 seniors. I think they're 2 of the top kids in the conference. And Carmi beat Mount Carmel last night in home opener and two. And Penny's got a good group there. Edwards County's Edwards County. You know, they're always good. Johnston City, John, this is his first year of taking over that program, and I think you're really going to see them improve a lot as well.
Let's talk about goals for the season this year.
Well, we're really pretty much on the same page with goals. We want to go to state. We do. It's, you know, we want to win all four of the tournaments we're in. We want to go to state. We want to win conference. You know, we want to break the school record for wins again, and we think those are doable.
Coach, appreciate the visit, and good luck.
Thank you, sir, very much. Appreciate it.
And that was Chet Snyder with the Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball team as they begin their play today. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a moment here. Dave Regg, he caught up with Edwards County first-year volleyball coach Jessica Knockmoose recently.
All right, we're talking now with Edwards County High School's head volleyball coach, Jessica Knockmoose. Jessica, I know from before I started covering Edwards County volleyball, I've looked at the stats and so on. You were a good player in high school.
Well, I tried to be, that's for sure.
Your team's had some great success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have. Yep, my junior year was a really good year. I'll always remember that year.
You guys got up to the state finals, didn't you?
We did, third place, yeah.
And you were, I think, the leading hitter on the team.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's right, if I can remember. It's been a while.
And, of course, your head coach was none other than Linda Oxby. I would guess that she has had a great impact on you and your coaching.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, yeah. She was a great coach.
So tell us what has been happening in your life since you graduated from Edwards County High School and how you came now to this job here.
Sure. After I graduated from Edwards County, I got a scholarship to play for University of Evansville. So I was there for 4 years, and my degree is K-12 physical education and then a minor in coaching. So really all I wanted to do was coach, and that's always what I wanted to do. So right after I graduated from UE, I got a job at Central High School. I was the head coach there, and I taught there for 3 years. And then I moved over to Castle High School in Newburgh. And so I coached there as well as taught also for 3 years. And then I moved back here last summer. Got a teaching job here, and now I'm coaching here. Moved back home.
It must be quite a challenge to take over a position as head coach for a program that has a winning tradition.
No, for sure. There's a lot of pressure, no doubt about that. Yeah.
Do you think that Linda Oxby, still some of her techniques are carried over in you, or do you have some changes?
I mean, I definitely have some changes. This is my seventh year of coaching, but a lot of her just fundamentals and philosophies of the game are instilled in me, and that's something that will never change. So,
tell us about this year's team. Who do you expect to be? I suppose it's not too early to talk about starters and who you expect to play on varsity right now.
Well, yeah, of course I have my varsity team. I've got four really good seniors that have really stepped up, and they've been leaders on this team, as well as some juniors who have varsity experience. But I've also got some sophomores who are stepping up and are on varsity too. So this year it's really been about adjusting. I'm new to them, and they're new to me too. So it's been a lot of, there's been a lot of challenges, but I think those are going to pay off in the end.
Jessica, one of the things I've got to say is, you know, I first started covering Edwards County volleyball, I guess about 8 years ago. And when I did my first game, I had no idea what they were doing out there. And I really had no idea how athletic these girls are. You have to be a good athlete to play girls volleyball.
Yes, you do. It's not like any other sport. You've got to be good at a lot of different skills in volleyball. You got to be able to pass, you got to be able to set, serve, you know, serve, receive. You've got to be able to hit. Everybody's got to be good at everything at all times. And you've got to be smart, too. Volleyball's a mental game. Above everything else, it's a mental game. So.
And anybody who comes to these games and think all they do is just hit the ball back and forth across the net, it's not like that at all.
No, not at all. There's definitely strategy, for sure. That's why I love coaching the game.
And talking about being an athlete, these girls, they play about 36 games a year.
And
in three tournaments, they'll play five games in one day.
That's right. Yep. The good thing, though, in Illinois, it's still best out of three and not five like in Indiana, so I'm kind of glad about that.
And besides that, the girls are going to be doing a lot of traveling. They're going to go basically from one end of the state to the other. We got to go to Metropolis this year.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep, a lot of road games. I'm not used to that from my other schools that I've been coaching, but it'll be all right.
All right, Jessica, we're looking forward to covering another exciting season of Edwards County Lady Lions Volleyball, and welcome back to Edwards County. Good to see you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And that was Jessica Nockmoose as Dave Rigg caught up with her recently. Nockmoose is in her first year over there at Edwards County. Frontier Community College Avenue volleyball coach this year as well, Mike Dreith. He spoke with Nixie Nikowski recently.
Talking to Frontier volleyball coach Nixie Nikowski, and the season ahead for you, how many games you're going to play, and tell us about your home games and how people can come out and support you.
We have 28 dates scheduled, and on those 28 dates, we've got 37 matches. We do have 9 dates scheduled at home, and so we play at Center Street, the junior high here in Fairfield, and our schedule is online on Facebook. They can also go to fccbobcats.com. We've got a schedule on there as well, and we would love to have the community come out. Our girls are super excited to represent our school and to play for our community.
It's a neat facility too, isn't it?
It's wonderful. It's really a good facility. We can set up 2 courts for practice. We set up 1 court for our matches, and it's just perfect.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your team. How many players do you have, where they're from? What do you think your strengths are?
We have 14 players. They mostly are from here in the area, Albion, Fairfield, Woodlawn, Sparta, McLeansboro, Flora. But we also have 1 from Missouri and 4 from Puerto Rico. I think one of our strengths is that we hit all the way across the front. And all of our 14 players are pretty even in their high level of skill. And so I know that I'm, of course, going to have a starting lineup, but I'll be able to sub in people who will carry on the strong play of the starters. And so we're excited to get started simply because we've got more matches this year than we have in the past. And our girls have high goals. They've got some things that they're going to achieve, and one of them is to place higher in our region, which is a really competitive region.
You know, I was going to mention that. It's got to be difficult to play really established programs that have been there much longer than you have.
It is a challenge, and so I've told our girls from day one, we started on August 1st, we've got to get our mental game where our physical game is, because we have to be ready to take on those teams who have longstanding traditions. But why not us? We can do that. We've got the same amount of time to prepare as they do. Hard work, determination, being students of the game, being disciplined about our workouts, we can do this.
How much different is this for you going from the high school game to the college game? What have you had to do to adjust?
Probably the biggest adjustment is just these girls need less instruction and more guidance as far as the game goes. Their skill level is high, as I mentioned, and so they already know what to do. Not that they can't improve or need help along the way, instruction along the way with their skills, but these girls just need guidance about how to strategize during the game. We're probably not going to be the tallest team, so we've got to out-strategize, outthink the other team, and then we can use our strength of hitting. We can use our strength of being able to our high range for our hitters, which means they're hitting all over the court. Many times teams will have such good defenses that you think, you know, there aren't any holes over there. Well, then you make some. And by making them, by having a wide range where you hit, then their defense doesn't know where you're going. And you are making a way for your offense to be successful.
How much real in-game coaching do you have to do from a strategy standpoint?
During the game, honestly, and I'm taking this from last season when we played in the spring. During the game, there's a little bit of strategy. The girls know what to do. Most of the coaching happens in practice. They don't need me ranting and raving on the sideline. I might do that. I'm going to try not to. But what they really need is analysis real time, meaning where are we having success with our offense? Where are they having success with their offense so we can adjust our defense? But then in practice, after reviewing film, where do we need to make adjustments and make those? So it's really after the fact.
Isn't this a really neat program for the entire area, that it gives an opportunity for the next level for people that are good in high school in this area?
It is. It really is a gift because we have lots of talent in the area, lots of talent. The level of play in our area, and I think it's largely due to club, has really increased. And so, yes, it's an opportunity for students to start here and then play on in bigger institutions, which is one of my jobs as a coach. Start them here and then help them transfer somewhere if they want to and be able to play at a four-year institution. So it's a huge opportunity.
Good luck, Coach, with your season.
Thank you very much.
That's Nixie Netkowski, the head volleyball coach at Frontier Community College, reporting for Sports Talk. I'm Mike Draith.
And that was Nixie Netkowski, who is the Frontier Community College Bobcats coach. Mike Draith interviewed her. All right, you're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIW Radio.com. We'll take a look at the schedule next. And also, if you happen to miss the Fairfield Mules versus Sesa Valera football game last night, well, there's a way you can watch that. So I'll tell you the details. It's coming up for you here on this Saturday morning on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Back after this.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile treadwear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
Hi, this is Megan Berg of People's National Bank in Fairfield. We love our customers. Stop by Friday, September 6th from 11 to 1 for our Customer Appreciation Day. Free food and drinks, giveaways, and a limited-time mystery CD special. At People's National Bank, we love our customers and it shows. Stop by Friday, September 6th for lunch, and let me, Megan Berg, Retail Sales Manager, show you what a true community bank is all about. People's National Bank, proudly serving Southern Illinois since 1909, member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports schedule for today. High school volleyball action. This is going underway right now as the kickoff tournament at Fairfield Community High School. Now, I got the schedule right here. It's been posted on our website. Now, there's two pools, actually. You have Pool A, which is Fairfield, number one. Two is Gallatin County, three is Christopher, and fourth is Staunton. That's Pool A. On Pool B side, one is NCOE, two is Sisney, three is Patoka, and fourth is Lawrenceville. Now at 9 a.m., it's 1 versus 2, 9:50, 1 versus 3, 10:45, 3 versus 4, 11:35 a.m., 2 versus 4, 12:30, 2 versus 3, and at 1:30, 1 versus 4. Now at 2:30, you have Pool A third versus Pool B fourth. Pool A 4th versus Pool B in 3rd. 3:30, Pool A 1st versus Pool B 2nd. Pool A 2nd versus Pool B 1st. At 4:30 would be the 5th place game and the 7th place game. And then at 5:15 is the championship and 3rd place game. One BDC game to note in high school football. Carmine-White County will be on the road at Vienna-Goreville to play this afternoon. College football action, that has started up, and the Illinois Fighting Illini, they opened up their season today against the Akron Zips. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM. Starting time for that one is 10 o'clock. St. Louis Cardinals will take on Cincinnati at 5:20. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9. Meanwhile, the Chicago Cubs will take on the Milwaukee Brewers, and the White Sox will take on Atlanta on the road. Okay, so if you happen to miss last night here, I'll tell you the details about the Fairfield and Sesa Valera game, how you can watch it, actually. Stay tuned for that. It's coming up here on Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Be back after this, and I'll wrap it up.
Seasons change, people change, financial needs change. This is Anthony Vaughn, your ag and commercial lender at Fairfield Banking Company. As your bank, we're here to see you through those changes and to make sure your accounts reflect the seasons of your life. Our staff is ready to help you make the changes necessary to ensure that your financial needs are being taken care of. Stop in and see me at the Fairfield Banking Company. We're the hometown banks. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today at 445-2306 and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. So last night, we were able to do a live video stream of the Fairfield versus Cesar Valera game. Now, if you happen to miss it and you wanted to watch it, here's what you have to do. Go online to WFIWRadio.com. It could be by way of your phone, your tablet, even your computer. When you get to the website, click on sports videos. You'll see it. It's kind of like a red and white, red and white banner icon on the website. When you click on sports videos, when you click on that, you'll see like a video. It'll say like, please select a video below. When you get to it, see like a black screen. It'll say, please select a video below. What you could do is you could click on the Fairfield Mules versus Red Devils, and then all you have to do is once you click on that. Click on the triangle. You'll see like a blue frame technology right there on the black screen right there. Click on the triangle to be play video, and you could watch the stream that we did last night of the Fairfield Mules versus Cesar Valera football game. This is the first time ever that we have video streamed a game and as well as broadcast on a radio, of course, at the same time. So. Again, check it out if you haven't had the opportunity to do so. Again, just go to WFIWRadio.com, click on Sports Videos. Sports Videos. There's also a tab. All you have to do is click on the Sports tab on our website. There'll be a little drop down. You have either the sports, which would be like your local and national scores and schedule, and then the video as well. So I want to go ahead and mention that. But again, we want to thank our sponsors for helping us stream the video as well as broadcasting this year. It's greatly appreciated. So that about wraps up here for Sports Talk here on this Saturday morning. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I have bringing it to you here. I want to mention off the sponsors here for Sports Talk this morning. I want to thank Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wayne White Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, the Fairfield Save a Lot, Fairfield Banking Company, Vaughn's Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Sports Talk. Have a wonderful Saturday, and keep listening here as we'll have more Sports Talk here in the weeks ahead as well as the months ahead here for you. That about wraps it up. Have a wonderful Saturday and a great rest of the weekend. Be safe. We'll see you all next Saturday.
Moms and dads, do you have a new driver in the family? Then now's the time to get your teenager set up with a Citizens National Bank of Albion savings or checking account, Visa debit card, and safe and secure online and mobile banking products like our new Tap and Pay mobile wallets. Come in today to any one of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. Our knowledgeable teams will set your teens up with all the banking tools they need for a strong financial future.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com Sports.